Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
It is a Thursday morning, and we always like to check in and find out what's happening this week in Stark County. And today on our WHBC Newsline, we have Commissioner Janet Creighton. Good morning.
Good morning, Pam.
3 weeks from today.
Oh, 3 weeks from today is what?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
I wanted to remind everyone. Get your turkeys now.
Yeah. Well, I won't be buying one, so if somebody wants to invite me, that's fine. No, I'm kidding.
She's putting it out there to everybody.
Was that your invitation? No, I'm kidding.
I keep seeing people saying there's going to be a turkey shortage, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of turkeys, but I guess we don't eat those kind. Oh, I'm sorry.
There's no shortage of that throughout Stark County, right?
We have good turkeys in Stark County.
All right, so can we
talk about Stark County?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So yesterday, let me back up. To remind everybody, I think they all realize that we have a sealer of weights and measures that is actually under the auspices of the county auditor. And yesterday, our county auditor asked the commissioners to approve two contracts because, as in Auditor Harold's words, we want to be good neighbors because Columbiana County and Carroll County are having some issues getting their gas pumps sealed. And so through a financial arrangement and with some time that our sealers can go to Columbiana and to Carroll, they will be helping seal their gas pumps. And I share that with everyone because sometimes while you're driving in another county, you might see that truck and you'll say, well, what are they doing there? You know, why would they leave Stark County? But it's a good neighbor offer. And of course, they're paying for it. But we're also mindful of our resources and the time that our gentlemen put in. But so we're going to help out two neighboring counties.
That's great stuff. And, you know, that's usually when you were mentioning talking about good neighbors, I was also thinking of, you know, different companies, talking with Ray Hexmer and telling us about all the new developments and things like that. And, you know, I heard Amazon folks saying they're going to be good neighbors in the county. And that's a good thing, too.
Sure. And speaking of good neighbors, yesterday at the Exchange Club, the commissioners attended the annual breakfast where they recognized the Citizen of the Year, who was a good neighbor, who felt that she really hadn't done anything by helping. She found a child walking in the middle of the road. I mean, that's being a great neighbor and protecting that child until, you know, help could come. But we also recognized the Community Officer of the Year, along with the Canton City and the Sheriff's Deputy. So, you know, kudos to everybody that you know, that help one another, and that's so important in our county.
Yeah. You also wanted to mention an art mural. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I just want to people forget that we have this beautiful art in the Frank Thibault building, and if you remember a couple years ago, we had it restored. Well, yesterday again, we had to sign an agreement that we will continue to care for those. They're called the Glenmore Shaw Mural Series. They're of the steel industry that go back to 1937. They're oil on canvas. A lot of people don't know that hidden piece of art is in the Frank Thibault building. But once again, that time just comes around so quickly. We are the caretakers of that with the General Services Administration, which is a federally run office. So once again, we had to sign the contract. So it's kind of odd because a lot of people they don't really know what we do. I guess that's how I would say it. People often say to me, what does a commissioner do? And it's just, it's so far reaching and things that people would never think about. But yeah. One thing we do is watch those county finances. They are stable and that sales tax is strong. We are spending. We are good spenders in Stark County. And our budget director will be convening our budget reviews. And the good news is we will have a budget by January the 1st.
Wow. And still things are looking good. May you really, you know, really held your own throughout all of the pandemic. And it's been good.
It has been good. People pay their taxes. Thank you, citizens of Stark County, for taking care of your responsibility. Sales tax up. Auto sales are up. It's just incredible. The biggest thing that we've seen, the change in real estate transfers from the recorder's office, well, actually, the his recording fees, They are up. It's extraordinary how much they're up. I'm trying to remember the figure. I think maybe 10 years ago that was only around $2 million. We're up over $6 million in in fees. So I mean that's awesome.
That's great.
So you know we keep spending but we take care of what we have, and that's the important thing. And yet we're good neighbors because there may come a time that Stark County needs help, and we can go back and ask.
All right. Well, I won't talk to you before Thanksgiving, but you have a wonderful one, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, Pam. I'll look forward to having your turkey. Thanks. Bye.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.